好。
Good morning, everybody.
来问大家要不要往前面坐一下
？Could everybody sit toward on the front? Filled up the front.
前一个月啊，我听到有菩萨在对谈啊，我其实趴在桌上睡觉。
Last month and downstairs, and I heard disciples and they are talking, and actually I was sleeping at my, on my desk, and so I heard their conversation.
那有一个菩萨就说汉传的佛教他讲慈悲讲解脱他的层次都不清楚。
And one person was saying in Chinese Buddhism, they talk about compassion and liberation, and their gradual steps, it's not clearly defined.
那我就想，师父也就是因为这个样子哈，每次讲默照，默照应该是没有方法的方法，他就是因为大家希望有层次。所以他连默照他都给他分好几个层次。
So I thought about Sifu, and the way how he explained silent illumination. And actually silent illumination is the method of no method, because people cannot grasp, understand. So Sifu actually and divided silent illumination into in many, many levels and to clearly identify them.
那我就在想，一般来讲，我们中国人跟观世音菩萨比较熟悉嘛。
So I thought about it, and most Chinese people in Chinese tradition, we are very familiar with Guanyin Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva Avalokitesvara.
所以有一天我就坐在那个位置，一看，哎，我们后面写了什么啊？学观音，做观音，哈，学做观音。
So, one day I was sitting on the side bench and I look at what's on the window, learn from 观音 and then become like 观音. So, I thought that's interesting.
那后来呢，就在看旁边啊，上面写学做观音，它的英文叫 becoming 观音啊。
So then again, I look on the left side on the window, and it says, "Becoming 观音."
那中文他写我是众生之中的观音菩萨。
In Chinese, it says, "I aspire to become a 观音 Bodhisattva among sentient beings."
那另外，众生是我心中的观音菩萨。
And the other phrase is, every sentient being is a Guanyin Bodhisattva in my mind.
那个是看到中文啊，英文只有 becoming 观音，其实英文在那个衣服挡住的地方。
So, and we only see become 观音 is on the very top, on the left, hand side. But actually, English translation is, by the, clothes rack we hang our coat.
那我就在想说，哎，那假如轮到我跟大家分享的时候，就讲学观音，做观音。
So I thought, when it's my turn to give a lecture, so and that will be my topics, and to learn and to emulate to learn from 观音 Bodhisattva and to become like 观音 Bodhisattva.
那我觉得师父很多的书啊，或者小册子。只要放那边，很多人都没有看过哈。
So, I look it through our rack and with the donation books, and 师父 has a lot of small booklet and talk about 观音 Bodhisattva. Many of you might not even notice and might not even read it.
那我就找了哈，有观音菩萨的小册子，学观音做观音的小册子，还有。观音法门的修持方法，就这三本哦，小册子。
So I found these three booklet, they all in Chinese.
很可惜， 是英没有英文的哈。
Sorry, there's no English translation yet.
所以我觉得
but yet to come.
我觉得跟大家分享，那趁这个机会呢，有Mina 菩萨给我们做翻译啊，也让西方众跟师父的观音法门结个缘。
So I want to use this opportunity to share with everybody and also with 师父's explanation about 观音菩提萨吧。
那师父除了这个跟大家结缘的小册子以外，还有请购的大家知道圣严法师教观音法门里头也是讲得很详细。
Besides these free booklet, and then also there's another book, but you have to buy it. Master 圣严 teach the method of a 观音菩提萨吧。
可是也不巧，还是只有中文，英文还没有翻译出来。
Sorry, that's still in Chinese. But English translation is in progress.
那我在八月有三个礼拜，九月有两个礼拜。还是继续跟大家分享学观音做观音，那时候呢我会参考师父那一本书跟大家分享。
So in August there's three weeks I'm going to give a talk. In September there's two weeks I'm going to give a talk. So and during that time I'm going to follow that book and Master 圣严 teach the method of 观音菩提萨吧。
那今年僧团送我们大家就是僧团的出家众一本叫做慈悲门学观音做观音。
So this year, Dharma Drum Mountain give it to monastic and to read is
慈悲门
OK the door of compassion.
也是他另外一个副标是学观音做观音。
And also another subtitle is emulate and learn from 观音菩提萨吧 and become like a 观音菩提萨吧。
那大家都知道法鼓山是观音道场。
We all know Dharma Drum Mountain is a 观音 temple, 观音 monastery.
那会把法鼓山当作观音道场有很多的因素哈、那去过法鼓山金山法鼓山的菩萨请举手。
Have you ever been to Dharma Drum Mountain in Taiwan?
No.
Okay.
没有关系，我等会有个小小的影片只照祈愿观音，就是跟我们观音菩萨相关的主题啊。那我想问问看祈愿观音，刚刚大家都看过影片嘛哈，上面有几个那个叫匾吧，有几个匾在观音殿，大家有没有注意？去过的有没有注意？好，很好。还有呢？啊，应无所住那个是在禅堂啊，我现在讲观音殿啊。还有呢？好，那等一下我再介绍，影片两分钟让大家看一下啊，让你们就是想一想哈、还有另外我们在整座山里面有几个观音大铜像，三个。好，先一进去的时候呢，蓝音观音，再过去呢祈愿观音，祈愿观音在中间，在开山观音，你大概要翻译一下。
Even though you haven't been into Dharma Drum Mountain, that's okay. Later on, we're going to show you a video clip about Dharma Drum Mountain. So, the reason, Dharma Drum Mountain is Guanyin Bodhisattva's temple. So there's many, many reasons. So, when we go to Dharma Drum Mountain, when you go in and you're going to see a different, bronze statue. And the first one,The first one is Welcome Guanyin, and the second one is We wish fulfilling Guanyin. The third one is founding Guanyin. And also when you enter each hall, like a Guanyin hall or the meditation hall, and when you go in, on the center top, there's a banner and has word in it. So you're going to see in the video clip. It's about 2 minutes. Sorry, this is also Chinese. Guan Shi Zi Zai, that's the first banner. This is a wish fulfilling Guanyin hall.
也是各项修行活动的接待中心。
其实是师父给我们发我们的灵感啊，因为一直师父提醒我们说是所有东西是以本质为出发。那所以当时我们这个馆的祈愿观音殿啊，是处在一个山坡地的最下方。那我们思考一下，是想建议用后方的山坡，那它自然就会有自然光跟排水，所以跟一般的庙宇在供奉佛像跟菩萨的时候，最大的不同是我们把背后原来传统式是一个墙或者是
卫星 fulfill 观音，
建议把它打开，打开了以后那个太阳的自然光线就会洒进来，
这是说卫星 fulfill 观音
排水就会有水库，所以就是利用这个很自然的水景跟自然的光线，把那个人贴近宇宙的这种落地的感觉做得很清楚，所以大家到这边来比较容易沉淀，然后也进而可以很平稳跟开心。
大自然环境看似恒常，但时时都在变化之中，如同浪涛一波接着一波，一刻不曾停歇。在祈愿观音殿，我们就好像和观世音菩萨一样，站在这人间海岛上，低眉谛听人间种种波涛之声，永无止息。殿内上方天花板的设计，如同反映阳光照耀下反射出的波光粼粼。观音殿内玄扁所示的入流王所，是一种耳根圆通的观音法门，观心与倾听世间的悲苦，但是又能不执着于世间的生死。观音殿另一精彩处是中庭的一方清澈水塘，圆柱擎着的廊亭围在四周，沿着廊亭绕行水池，只要有一点点风，就见到无声变化的种种水波，令人想起宋朝大学者朱熹的诗：半亩方塘一鉴开，天光云影共徘徊，问渠哪得清流曲，为有源头活水来。这里是一方清凉之地，让人自然而然放下心中的烦躁，以清静舒展的心情观赏白云在蓝天中的自由自在。站在殿外景观平台往山下眺望，金山平原与远处山峦在浩浩蓝天之下，视野与心胸顿然开阔起来。
那开山观音啊，是原来就有的。那时候它的造型是玻璃纤维做，后来把它移到最后面，在最高的法鼓山最高的一个位置啊。那原来开山观音的位置呢，就是祈愿观音现在在那边。那莱茵观音呢，就在最前面啊。
So the founding Guanyin, and it was the original one. It's made by fiberglass. So now it's been moved into the highest location of the old Damajuang Mountain. And the original place for the founding Guanyin now is the wishing fulfilled Guanyin.
那莱茵观音是最后才造的，那祈愿观音是新的造型啊，跟一般我们看到的观世音菩萨都不大一样哈、啊。那在楼下有一尊大家晓得哈、
啊。So welcome Guanyin, of course, is on the most front. The Kaisan Guanyin was original, the founding Guanyin was original, and the wish fulfilling Guanyin is later on made later.
那莱茵观音呢，它就是观世音菩萨的本尊啊，它是永远不动不移，一直住在佛国净土，它也是对圣位的菩萨哈、啊、做伴侣。
So Laiying Guanyin, which is welcome Guanyin, and is Guanyin's original manifestation form. It's not moving and not going anywhere. It's always there.
那观音菩萨就是不管你是好人是坏人啊，只要也不管你信不信，只要你求的时候，他一定会来救助你啊。所以呢，他常常呢就随时随地的主动来迎接你，欢迎你，使你平安。所以莱茵观音为什么设在第一尊，就是你进三门以前，莱茵观音设在那边。
So Guanyin Bodhisattva is regardless you're a good person or bad person, as long as you need help, you pray to him and she will come, or him or she, and he will come to your help. So it will not reject anybody's request. Therefore, this welcoming Guanyin is on the forefront. So as soon, even before you, as soon as you pass the gate of a Damajuang Mountain into the property, and this welcoming Guanyin is right there, greeting you and receiving you.
那开山观音是原来的塑像啊，只不过后来我们给它改成铜的，把它山里面的最高的那个位置就在。禅堂的旁边啊。
So founding Guanyin is original, made of fiberglass, and later on, and changed to bronze outside. However, the technology was so now it's been placed in the highest location of the whole Damajuang Mountain, is next to the meditation hall.
那祈愿观音呢？里头刚刚已经看到了，一进去的第一道那个在水池前面。前面的时候就看到观自在啊，观音自在，再过来就是大悲心起，在里头的话就是面对的祈愿观音就是入流王所。
So and wish fulfilling Guanyin, before you enter that Guanyin hall, and you see and there's a square or rectangle pound, and on the before you enter the hall, and there's a banner say Guan Si Zi Zai, that means a salvage beholder. And then when you enter in there, and then I believe on the side, and there's another banner, and enter the current of emptiness.
那这三个匾啊，其实都有它的意义在哈。那等九月跟八月的时候，那个都跟修行法门有关的。那等会会很简单的解释一下。可是细讲的时候是在八月跟九月的时候。
These three banners and has a lot of deep meaning. It's all tied into the method of meditation. So I'm gonna explain to them in detail in August and September.
那还有，不知道大家有没有注意我们的山门在哪里？山门不是山的那个 mountain 那个山哦，是一二三，是戒定慧。三门啊，挂在哪里？你们知道吗？都没注意哈。进入法鼓山的时候，左边会有个灵山圣境，对不对？有没有？都没注意。那边有一个警卫，在第二个警卫的那边，有没有注意？上面有挂一个三门，上面挂的就是观音道场，啊哈。
So, I don't know, whoever been to Dhammajong Mountain and you actually seen this banner of the gate. It's when you entering Dhammajong Mountain and you see the sign emblem of Dhammajong Mountain is like the hand, and then after that, and there's a guard on the side, and then after the second guard, and there's actually a banner, and it says this is a Guanyin Bodhisattva's temple monastery or Bodhi Mandas.
那除了为什么师父会观音道场挂在那边呢？主要第一个，师父的一生全部修观音法门。
Why Shi Fu and Wanda put that banner over there? Dhammajong Mountain is a Guanyin Bodhisattva's temple. Because throughout Shi Fu, Master Shenyan's whole life, he practiced the method of Guanyin Bodhisattva.
而且从小到大，师父都有很多的灵验啊，有这个感应，有个感应。
Even though when he was little and then his whole life and practiced Guanyin Bodhisattva's method, and then he has a lot of special experience in accordance to his practice of the Guanyin Bodhisattva's method.
那另外呢，就是我们金山法鼓山会获得这块地，也有大家都知道嘛，在龙城寺大家一起念大悲咒。也是一种灵验，也是一种感应啊。
And another special reason it was how Dhammajong Mountain gained this location in Jinshan Xiang, because at that time Shi Fu was looking for a place to build Dhammajong Mountain. He cannot find a place, so he was leading many bodhisattvas to recite the Great Compassion Dharani in Nongchan Monastery. So after recitation, they found this location. So this is another special occasion, I guess.
那还有就是原来这个地方就有一个开山观音，我们就是有个观音像啊。所以这三个原因啊，师父就把法果山的山门上面就写了观音道场。
Also another reason, and this location in Dhammajong Mountain originally already have this founding Guanyin there. So, you know, so all the cause and condition come together. So that's why Shifu named this place Dhammajong Mountain is also a Guanyin temple, Guanyin monastery.
所以我是很快的跟大家介绍一下祈愿观音的三个匾啊。它有跟修行有关系，很简单的几句话哈。第一个就是在殿内里面对着观音像有个入流王所。
And there's a three banner inside the wish fulfilling Guanyin Hall. I'm gonna briefly introduce them to you. The first one is directly facing the Guanyin statue. It says. Four Chinese character, 入流王所, and the meaning of English is enter the current of emptiness. The subjective self and the objective environment does not have self nature.
那英文已经讲得很清楚哈，中文入流王所可能要再解释一下下。
So actually, the English translation is more clear than a Chinese four character.So we're going to explain a little more about the Chinese character.
那这个是观音菩萨他自我修行的经验。
This is actually the experience of a Guanyin Bodhisattva when he practiced himself.
就是说他入他所修行法门的流里面。
It literally he entered the current of his own practice.
那他当他有这个境界的时候，他把法门自我中心都放掉了，就没有了。王师就是他，就是放掉这些自己修行的法门跟 他的自我中心。
So when he practiced enter into this state, so he actually let go his self-centeredness and the Dharma door, the practice.
那就像国行法师常常讲的，这时候能所合一，而进入到能所双亡的解脱境界。
So like our Guoxin Baishi always said, at this time, and the subject and the object and become one, and then the object and the subject and then they both disappear.
那大悲心呢的意思主要就是说，观世音菩萨以大悲心平等救济一切的众生，所以也称为施无畏，就是无畏施啊。
So, give rise to the great compassion mind, it means the Guanyin Bodhisattva equally relieve all sentient beings without any discrimination.
那观世自在呢，依照大日经里面讲的时候，观世音菩萨呢，他看世间的一切众生是听苦难的声音，寻生他救苦的，而且哪个地方求哪一个地方他就去，而且他以种种的形象来去度化。第一个就是看世间的一切的，他其实是用听了耳根听一切的苦难的音声在寻生救苦。
The second, give rise to great compassion might equally relieve all sentient beings. So he is giving the fearless offering. And the third, salvage beholder. And Guanyin Bodhisattva to help sentient beings, he used ear organ and searching for the sound of the world of suffering. And then he transformed into all kind of different form and to relieve sentient beings.
那师父在给僧众的慈悲门学观音做观音的这个小册子的时候呢，其实我今天跟大家介绍主要以师父的这本小册子来跟大家分享啊，其实有一点类似像导读。
And today a lot of my topics is going to base on the 师父's book Enter the Door of Compassion. Almost like I'm guiding you guys to read this book.
那我们现在先要认识观世音菩萨吗？大家都认得吗？觉得认得哈。那今天跟大家分享的时候，看看师父讲的观世音菩萨跟你认得的观世音菩萨有哪些落差，还是你真的认识他，你只认得观世音菩萨或者七个字的圣号，还是四个字的圣号，其他的都模怎样啊。
So we thought most of us, we all familiar with Guanyin Bodhisattva, but do you really know about Guanyin Bodhisattva? And because you know from the recitation, or you know from her statue, so now I'm going to explain about Guanyin Bodhisattva, and you can compare to what you know of it.
在《阿含经》里面有提到哈，释迦牟尼佛住世的时候，还有他还没有成道以前呢，他都被人家称为菩萨。
In Agama, and there's written, and Shakyamuni Buddha, when he alive in this world, and before he attained Buddhahood, and he was being referred as Bodhisattva.
所以不管释迦牟尼佛以前或者他住世，他都一直被称为菩萨的。
So Shakyamuni Buddha, and even from the past, and even before he attained Buddhahood, and he alive in the world, and people all call him Bodhisattva.
那在佛经里面，我们不只只有听到释迦牟尼佛是被称菩萨，还有哪些菩萨？
弥勒菩萨、
文殊菩萨、 普贤菩萨、弥勒菩萨、地藏菩萨，还有我们今天要跟大家介绍的观世音菩萨。
In the sutra, in the Buddhism sutra, there's a lot of people and being called Bodhisattva, and such as Maitreya Bodhisattva, Manjusri Bodhisattva, Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, Siddhigaba Bodhisattva, of course, and the one we're going to introduce, Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva.
尤其观世音菩萨跟中国还有就是跟西藏都很有缘哈，他们差不多都听到观世音菩萨都耳濡目染的哈。
Especially Guanyin Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva Avalokitesvara, is in Chinese world or Asian world, in the Chinese Buddhism and in Tibet, they are very familiar with this Bodhisattva.
那观世音菩萨呢，他的梵文叫Avalokitesvara, 中文他就直接从梵文翻过来的。
So, Guanyin Bodhisattva's Sanskrit is all this long word, Avalokitesvara, Bodhisattva Avalokitesvara.
那在有几种的翻译哈，叫卓法父，我们讲最出名的好了呢。鸠摩罗什大家对他很熟哈，他翻的是观世音。
So in Chinese and there's many different translation also. So we talk about the most famous one from Kumarajiva and that's 观世音。
那玄奘，我们常常心经里面的观自在菩萨，他就是翻观自在菩萨。
Master 玄奘 and he translates Avalokitesvara as 观自在 in Heart Sutra we call that 观自在。
所以鸠摩罗什呢是旧的翻译，那新的翻译是玄奘大师。
So the translation from Master Kumarajiva is the older translation. Master 玄奘's translation 观自在 is the newer one.
还有另外一位也蛮有名的鸠法父呢，他的观呢就是光线的光，光世音。
So another master is Dharma Raksha, and is also a very famous. And how he translate is 光世音。
那主要的一个观呢，到后面会讲是他修行法门的哈。他这边用光可能是用他的音呢来做一个翻译吧。
So you see the Chinese word 观, 观 actually has multiple meaning and we're going to talk about later. And this Dharma Raksha, he used 光, 光 means light, probably directly from the pronunciation.
那现在呢，我们中国人比较喜欢简单，所以常常会说观音菩萨，就是观音。那还有另外一个，就是取它的音，里头一个龟啊，再一个门，那个也叫观，也念观音。
So Chinese like to use a lot of abbreviation. So instead of 观世音、观自在 ，so we just use 观音。And a lot of time, and also the wording, and you see all this list of a Chinese word, and then similar pronunciation.
它主要的，你看，比较常常听到的观音啊，圣观音也有人翻，现音声也有人翻，观世自在、观世音自在都有人翻，这个全部都可以讲观世音菩萨的圣号。
See, there's also a lot of different way to call 观音 Bodhisattva and 圣观音 or 观世音、观自在 and 光世音 and 观世自在、观世音自在。There's many, many different way to call this Bodhisattva.
所以不要只认同一个观音，就 就觉得别的好像不是讲观世音菩萨，其实都是观音菩萨，观世音菩萨都是哈。所以你可以看得到观世音用的常常都在用啊。
So don't get fixed on one particular one, particular name, and then others you think it's not referring to 观音菩萨吧。
那观世音菩萨它真正的意义在哪里？它的真正的意思在哪里？
What's the true meaning of a 观音菩萨吧？
它的意思其实是有两种啊，一个呢是耳根圆通的法门，一个是闻声救苦。耳根圆通呢是楞严经里面第六卷里头他25个菩萨的修行法门，那观音菩萨是其中的一位。
And the true meaning of 观音Bodhisattva does actually have a twofold meaning. The first is a ear organ enlightenment method. The second, hear sound to alleviate suffering. The first one, ear organ enlightenment method, it's described in Surangama Sutra, the chapter 6. And one of the Guanyin Bodhisattva is one of the 25 Bodhisattva. This is his practice method.
那第二层呢，就是闻声救苦的法门啊，它是《法华经》的第25品普门品，大家都很熟悉的。
So the second is hear sound to alleviate suffering. This is from Lotus Sutra and chapter 25, the universal door of Guanyin Bodhisattva.
那跟大家也很简单的介绍一下耳根圆通法门。师父也有一本书，中文的，又是西方咒很可惜，中文的是可以请的啊。那本书里面讲的很详细。耳根圆通法门，我名字突然叫不起来了，它好像是，我等一下再翻出来。
师父 also have another book and describe this ear organ enlightenment method in detail. The English translation is in progress. Sorry.
那另外呢，那个要跟耳根圆通法门八月九夜我不会介绍的原因，因为楞严经是我们国行法师的强项，要介绍请他介绍啊。可是我今天要跟大家介绍就是主要在讲些什么。
I'm not going to introduce about this ear organ enlightenment method in detail and not even in August or September because Guo Xin Fa Shi, and that's his specialty to talk about Surangama Sutra. He will talk in his talk about the Surangama Sutra about this special practice method.
那这边很简单跟他介绍一下耳根圆通法门的修行方法哈，就是你的耳根不向外闻，而是向内闻你自己的本来的自信啊，就是耳根中能闻的闻性。就是你自己的自信啊。
I'm only going to briefly describe it. So, and this method actually returned the hearing to hear to the self nature and not hearing the sound outside. You turn inwardly.
就是能够做到刚刚讲的能所双亡的境界啊，就是动静二相了然不生。
So, and when you do that, when you be able to do that, and then you are in the state of no subject, no object. And since the sense objects and the sense organs were quiet, the two characteristics of movement and silence and the stillness crystallize and did not arise.
那我们一般的人呢，常常耳根是听外面的。听到高兴的时候飞上天，听到难过的向下地狱，就是一天到晚就在六道里面轮回。
So normally our ear organ is always listen to the sound outside. If we hear something favorable to us, then we're in heaven. And if we hear something slander us, then we are almost in hell. So we all affect by the sound we heard.
那因为耳根跟着外面的嘛，所以呢，我们的贪嗔爱恶这样的烦恼呢，就让我们造恶业啊。造什么恶业？杀盗淫妄这些恶业。
Because our ear is followed to the sound of outside around us, so it's easily to give rise to greed, anger, love and hate, all kind of vexations, and this will cause bad karma and like a killing, stealing, sexual misconduct and lying.
那因为这个样子造恶业，所以生死轮回就转个不停。
So because we keep in creating the bad karma, and so we got ourselves stuck in the round of samsara of a birth and death, and cannot get out.
所以楞严经这就是耳根圆通法门，就是让我们练习啊，观察分析世间因生的虚妄不实，而不会受他所动。
So, ear organ enlightenment method in the Surangama Sutra and then teach us to observe, to analyze the world sound is illusory, is not real. So we will not move by, we will not affect by.
所以如如不动，这个就是大的解脱境啊。
So, and because we are not moving, so we enter the immutability of the absolute, the true suchness, or the absolute wisdom is not moving, not coming, and not going into this great liberation, into this great state of liberation.
那另外一重就是大家很熟悉的普门品的闻声救苦的法门。
And another one, and we are very familiar with, is in the Lotus Sutra, the universal door of a Guanyin Bodhisattva, and he will hear the sound and to alleviate the suffering.
那在经里面有讲啊，假如有无量百千万亿的众生受诸苦恼，闻是观世音菩萨一心称名，观世音菩萨即使观其音声，皆得解脱。
In the sutra, it says, if any of the limitless hundreds of thousands of myriads of cultists of living beings who are undergoing all kinds of sufferings hear of a Guanyin Bodhisattva and recite his name single-mindedly, Guanyin Bodhisattva will immediately hear their voices and rescue them.
也就是说，凡是众生在苦难之时，只要听说有一位观世音菩萨呢，而专心虔诚的称念观世音的圣号，那观世音就是会立刻听到每一个众生的音声而给予救济，所以叫观世音。
So that is to say, and whenever sentient beings, and when they are in suffering, and when they heard, and they is Guanyin Bodhisattva, and they can, and wholeheartedly, and then single-mindedly, and recite and Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, and then Guanyin Bodhisattva, and will hear that immediately, and it heard every single sentient being's and crying and voice, and then it will at the same time and come to rescue them. That's why I call Guanyin Bodhisattva.
所以我们刚刚讲的耳根圆通的法门是自我修行的法门，是为自己能够成长智慧的哈。那第二个呢，普门品的就是闻声救苦的呢，是帮助众生的，是利他的一个法门。
So, and that's why the true meaning of the meaning of Guanyin Bodhisattva and the twofold of essence. And the first is the method of a self-practice in benefiting self. That's in the Suragama Sutra. Guanyin Bodhisattva used that method into and practice himself and benefit himself. And the second layer of the meaning for the meaning is method of alleviate sentient beings and benefit others. And that described in the Lotus Sutra.
所以第一重是自我修行的，第二重是度他的。
Therefore, the first of all is benefit self, and the second is benefit others, benefit sentient beings.
那也就是说，自修的呢是往内看自己，那另外一重利他的呢，你就是要走出去，要向外的。
And that also means, and the first benefit self is turn inwardly to reflect. And the second layer is benefit others, turn outward to alleviate.
所以呢，观音法门它不是只有一个自己修行，还要度他。
So therefore, Guanyin Bodhisattva's method of practice is not only benefit self and practice self, and you have to benefit sentient beings, others.
那我们既然要认识观世音菩萨，第一个，他修行法门大概知道哈，他其实有七种啊，那有时候讲八种啊，那八九月的时候再跟大家细讲。那我们还要认识观世音菩萨到底住在哪里啊？
And Guanyin Bodhisattva's method, and we can actually describe in detail about 708 method, but we're not going to do that today. I'm going to save until August or September. So we kind of understand Guanyin Bodhisattva. And now, and where is Guanyin Bodhisattva's dwelling?
那在《悲华经》里面有提到哈，有一个转轮圣王。生了一千个儿子，可能吗？有可能哈，以前娶很多太太的嘛哈。
So and based on this Karuna Pandarika Sutra, and there was a weird turning king, which is an ideal universal ruler. He has about 1,000 of his son. Is that possible? I guess back then it's possible.
那他第一个太子名字叫布寻。
He's the first crown prince is called 布寻。
那他出家以后的名字就叫观世音。
So after he left home and to become a monastic, and his name is 观世音。
那第二个儿子叫大势至。
The name of the second son is called Mahasthapa-prabdha。
那他的父亲就是那个转轮圣王。就是后来的无量寿佛，也就是阿弥陀佛。
And his father is this wheel turning king, and later on is the Buddha of infinite life, and also is 阿弥陀佛 Buddha。
那阿弥陀佛成佛以后呢，他有两个侍者，一个站在右边的就是他的老大，站在左边就是他的老二。
After Amitabha attained Buddhahood, and he has two attendants, and a lot of time you see this picture, and Amitabha in the Buddha is in the middle. On his right is his oldest son, and that's Guanyin Bodhisattva. On the left is his second son, is Mahasthapa-prabdha Bodhisattva.
那我们他们就是常住在极乐世界啊。
And they always live in the Western Pure Land.
那所以我们住念组常常有跟人家结缘三圣徒，或者带着三圣徒，就是主要从《悲华经》里面而来的。
So with our recitation group, we always carry this three sage, the picture of the three sage of Western Pure Land. And this three sages of Western Pure Land is coming from this Karuna Pandarika Sutra.
那你们觉得阿弥陀佛他有没有退位啊？
Do you think Amitabha Buddha actually and hide himself into the background?
会不会？会还是不会？不会啊。可是照我们经上那个观世音菩萨是他的一生补位，就是他退下来就是他补上去了。那释迦牟尼佛是我们娑婆世界，我们下一任的娑婆世界的教主是谁啊？
弥勒佛。
弥勒佛。所以到底会还是不会？所以应该是会啊。
So in the sutra, and it says Guanyin Bodhisattva, and it's going to become a future Buddha in the Western Pure Land. And then also, and in the sutra, we said after Shakyamuni Buddha passed into Parinirvana, and the next Buddha is going to be Bodhisattva Maitreya. So I think Amitabha Buddha is going to kind of gradually move himself to the background and let the new Buddha and take care of things.
所以呢，当阿弥陀佛他入灭以后，观世音菩萨就成佛的时候，他的号叫一切光明功德商三王如来。
After Amitabha Buddha and passing to Parinirvana, and Guanyin Bodhisattva is gonna become the next Buddha, and his name is gonna be the king of all bright virtue mountain, Tathagata.
他的国土叫一切珍宝所成就世界。
His Buddha land is gonna call the all precious jewels perfect the world.
Okay. 那我们从大阿弥陀经跟无量寿经里面也可以看到哈，观世音菩萨是西方阿弥陀佛的侍者哈，常住在极乐世界，那以阿弥陀佛为师啊，并辅助阿弥陀佛教化。
And also in the Great Amitabha Sutra and the Infinite Life SutraAnd other sutra of the prophecy bestowed upon Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva. It says, Guanyin Bodhisattva is Amitabha Buddha in Western Pure Land. He's attendant. He permanently and living in Western Pure Land. And Amitabha Buddha is his guiding teacher. And he assists Amitabha Buddha and teach.
那第三个观无量寿经里面，这大家都很清楚的是，我们临命终的时候，阿弥陀佛及观音等诸圣宗来到我们这个世界，手持莲台接引往生。有从这边可以看得到，观音菩萨的根本道场是在西方极乐世界。
And also in the Amitabha Dhyana Sutra, or we call Contemplation of a Buddha Infinite Life Sutra, also said, and if a sentient being is willing to be reborn in the Western Pure Land, and when they are about to pass away, Amitabha Buddha and then Guanyin Bodhisattva and other sages is going to come in front of the person and holding the lotus platform,and receive and lead this person reborn in the pure land. Therefore, we can know that. And the Guanyin Bodhisattva, his fundamental Bodhimanda, or the place of awakening, is in the Western Pure Land.
那照华严经，我们先看第五。华严经的时候呢，它记载善财童子五十三参的过程中，第二十八位大菩萨就是观世音菩萨。他说他在印度南方有个山叫普达洛伽。
And also, based on the Avatamsaka Sutra, and Sudana went to visit 53 teacher. The 28th teacher he visited is Guanyin Bodhisattva. And it says in the south of India, and there is a mountain called Patalaka.And then Guanyin Bodhisattva lives there.
那从这个记载来，观世音菩萨的道场好像就在这个娑婆世界的南印度咯。
So based on the Avatam description of Avatamsaka Sutra, so and Guanyin Bodhisattva's monastery is in the south India of the Saha world.
那就第四个是跳到后面这边啊，是牵手那个 OK。那牵手牵眼大悲心陀罗尼这个经里面有讲啊，观世音菩萨是过去的正法明如来，大家念大悲咒大悲忏的时候都会看到哈，他老早就是一个古佛了哈，他是度众生而现菩萨身的。那西方这样可以见啊，西方的观世音菩萨在西方极乐世界看到的观世音菩萨也是一个方便的权限哦。
And also based on the Great Compassion Dharani Sutra, it says in Guanyin Bodhisattva, and in the past, and he is a proper Dharma, bright Tathagata. That's the manifestation of this Tathagata. So he's already ancient Buddha. So because he wants to deliver sentient being, so he manifests the body of a Bodhisattva.
所以讲呢
The Guanyin Bodhisattva in the Western Pure Land actually is the expedient manifestation.
所以西方极乐世界也不是观音菩萨的他的道场哦。
So therefore, Western Pure Land is not Guanyin Bodhisattva's Bodhimanda.
那我们中国人呢有四大名山之一是普陀山嘛哈，所以我们认为观世音菩萨就是在普陀山，这个有故事哈，我就在这边就不讲，因为大部分人都知道。
So in Chinese Buddhism and this four great sacred mountain, Putuoshan in China, that's one of them. So there's a lot of how does the mountain get this name and this and that most people might familiar with. I'm not going to talk about it.
那西藏的佛教徒啊，他们的民族是认为他们民族是观音的化现所生的。
In Tibet, they think and they are the manifestation from Guanyin Bodhisattva.
那西藏有名的王跟高僧呢，他们也都是观世音菩萨的化身，是西藏人这样认为哦。
And they believe in Tibet, all the Karmapas, all the Lamas, Rinpoche, and they all manifestation of Guanyin Bodhisattva.
那连现在的达赖喇嘛，他们都认为是观音菩萨的权限。
Even the current Dalai Lama, and then they believe, and he's a form of the form of a manifestation of Guanyin Bodhisattva.
他们相信世界像一朵莲花啊，西藏的拉萨是莲花的中心。
They believe the whole world is like a lotus, and the city Lhasa and in Tibet is in the center of the lotus.
是为观音的净土啊。
That is the pure land of Guanyin Bodhisattva.
那达赖喇嘛以前住在西藏的时候有一个布达拉宫。
So when Dalai Lama used to live in Tibet, and he lived in this place, Patala Palace.
那布达拉宫呢，其实也跟我们中国的普陀山一样，是根据梵文的普昙若伽而翻过来的。
Actually, Patala Palace, the reason they name it like that, and actually is similar to Putuoshan in China, and they all base in this Sanskrit Patalaka.
这样讲来呢，观音菩萨的道场到底是在印度呢，还是在中国，还是在西藏？
From these three above examples,And where is Guanyin Bodhisattva's monastery? Is in South India? Is in China? Or actually in Tibet?
那师父用一个例子，我觉得蛮有意思哈。他说有一位居士哈，他是广东客家人， 可是他在上海长大，到美国留学，拿到硕士学位，又到德国留学，又取得博士学位，又在北平一家大学教书，抗战的时候又去重庆服务。那请问他后来退了以后到台湾，请问他到底是在哪里啊？他到底住在哪里？
And师父gave an interesting example, and he said there was one disciple, and his original hometown is in Canton, but he grew up in Shanghai, and later on he came to America to study and got his master degree, and later on he went to Germany and got his PhD degree, and then afterwards and he was teaching in Beijing and in a college.And then during World War II, he went to Chongqing, and later on he came to Taiwan. So from all this trail, where does he actually live?
所以师父就问大家，他到底是住在哪里？他到底是说什么话？他还有他师父另外一个解释，他刚开始他没有宗教信仰，后来到了美国，他就信基督教。到了德国到天主教，到了台湾他信佛教，所以他最后的皈依是佛教哈。
So, 师父 was asking, and where is he actually from? And, and then also, and, what kind of language or dialogue he actually spoke? And also, and back then, when he's younger day, he does not have any religion and any religious belief. And when he came to America, he believed in Christianity. When he went to Germany, and then he changed to Catholic. And then when he back in Taiwan, and he choose Buddhism is his final refuge.
所以呢，师父说呢，观世音菩萨的化现也是因为时机因缘的不同而在许多地方的出现啊，他的圣号叫观自在，这个也就是玄奘大师翻译的观自在，他可以观察众生的需要而很自在的在每一个处出现，应现了，就是你有求他才出现。
So from therefore,the manifestation of a Guanyin Bodhisattva is based on the in different timing, different course and condition, and he will appear in many different places. His name is Guan Zizai, Sovereign Beholder. So he can observe the need of sentient beings and freely and manifest in any places.
所以实在讲不用追问啊，只要我们修观音法门啊，念观音圣号呢，观音菩萨就在你的面前。
So we don't need to chase where's the origin and where he actually stay and where and how. And as long as we recite Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, and he will appear and in front of us.
太虚大师就说了一句话哈，清净唯心结普陀。慈悲济物济观音。
And Master Tai Xu said it, and the purified mind is Buddha. Help with compassion is 观音。
所以主要呢，就是刚刚提的，只要你一心不乱的念观世音菩萨的圣号呢，其实你心能够安定，你就可以得力啊。
So, As long as you recite Guanyin Bodhisattva wholeheartedly and single-mindedly, and your mind is calm and steady, and then you will gain the power.
那现在就想跟大家介绍啊，师父也很有层次的介绍，先念观音，求观音，学观音，再做观音，就是你怎么样得到观音信仰的出现啊？他你怎么会相信他？
So, Shifu actually and give a very, clear teaching about Guanyin Bodhisattva's method. First, recite Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, and second, pray to Guanyin Bodhisattva, and the third, to learn and emulate from Guanyin Bodhisattva, and the fourth is to become like a Guanyin Bodhisattva. So now we're going to talk about the appearance of the belief of Guanyin Bodhisattva.
释迦牟尼佛住世的时候，他很慈悲啊，他教我们怎么样离苦得乐，主要要由我们身心的烦恼处理而得解脱。
When Shakyamuni Buddha and still alive at that time, he was very compassionate. He teach sentient being how to depart from suffering and gain happiness. And the main thing, and from the vexation of a body and mind, depart from that and then to gain liberation.
那可是观世音菩萨也很体贴啊，也告诉大家，当我们自信心不够的时候。我们深受苦恼的时候，我们遇到危险的时候，害怕的时候，就要提起念佛、念法、念僧，这个念三宝。
And when we are lack of a faith and lack of a self-confidence, and we are deeply suffer in the vexation and encounter dangerous calamity, and we were scared. And at that time, to recite Buddha's name, recite is not only recite, to recollect, to remember Dharma, Buddha, and Sangha, the three jewels.
主要是信心不够的时候，你信心够这个六念啊，后来慢慢三宝就是佛法僧以后又慢慢加入念天人的救济念持戒功德念布施的功德就变成六念
So the main thing is a lack of a confidence and to remember Buddha, Dharma, Sangha and later on and also and to remember and Diva's relief and the virtue and merit of upholding the precept, and then also the virtue and merit of give offering. So it's become six remembrance or the six thought to dwell upon.
那六念其实都很有用哈，可是慢慢慢慢的，大家对六念中的念佛啊有信心，其他的另外念法、念僧、念什么？
天人
持戒，念天，还有念
布施，
比较没有信心。
So and after people practice in this six thought of dwelling, and especially and to recite Buddha's name, and they build up confidence. And then the others and they level confidence. The other five.
那佛过世以后呢，佛的色身已经不在了，众生还是需要佛的慈悲的救济、无畏的救济、无有恐怖的救济。即佛种种对人的救济，因此对了菩萨就有一种信仰。
But and after Shakyamuni Buddha and pass into parinirvana, his physical body is no longer exist. But sentient beings still need Buddha's compassion rescue and need Buddha's fearless rescue and need Buddha's there's no fear rescue and all kind of and salvation. So therefore, and they has a belief into Bodhisattva.
所以观世音菩萨的信仰呢，就代表释迦牟尼佛住世的精神跟他住世的功能。
So and the belief of Guanyin Bodhisattva it represent and Shakyamuni Buddha. Abiding the spirit of abiding in the world and the function of abiding in the world.
他不仅仅是在某一个时代注释，也不仅仅在某一个地方的注为救那个地方的众生啊、哦。观世音菩萨是遍一切世间，只要世间有任何一个众生持念他的名称，希求观世音菩萨救度，观世音菩萨就会及时而到，产生救济的功能。
Guanyin Bodhisattva is not only abiding in the certain period of time. It's not living in a certain period of location to deliver sentient being. And he's prevailing in all world existing. And as long as any world has one sentient being, uphold and recite his name and wish Guanyin Bodhisattva's help and salvation. And Guanyin Bodhisattva and will instantly and then rescue that sentient being.
那观音世音菩萨呢，在我们在佛经可以看到观音世音菩萨的出现主要有两个方向啊，一个是当人活的时候的救苦救难。
And we can see from a lot of sutra the appearance of Guanyin Bodhisattva, and there's two direction, and there's the first one is toward the people still alive, and he alleviate the suffering of sentient beings.
所以当人活的时候，他希望是让他们离苦得乐。
And when sentient beings still alive, and he wants sentient beings to alleviate suffering, calamity, and depart from suffering, and then attain happiness.
那离苦的有两方面，一个就是生活中的苦啊。
To depart from suffering, and there's two kinds of suffering. And suffering is and when still alive, and the suffering of living.
那他的苦当然就包括恐怖、不自在、不自由，这些都是苦了哈。
And the suffering when still living is fear and not free and not at ease.
那另外一种苦呢，是我们一般在求观世音菩萨比较少求这方面，我们大部分都是求生活的苦哈。就是没有智慧的苦。
And the first kind is normally, and we pray to Guanyin Pusa alleviate us from those kind of suffering. And the second kind is not that many people actually asking from a Bodhisattva. And the second kind is no wisdom and has a lot of vexation and cannot be liberated.
就是没烦恼重。不得解脱哈，所以其实从生活上的苦跟没有智慧的苦啊，也就是观世音菩萨怎么让我们修行的方法，他就是他修行的方法就根据这两个方面来针对的啊。
So, Guanyin Bodhisattva's method of practice and to alleviate suffering is these two kinds of suffering, and the suffering of living and the suffering without wisdom.
那人在活的时候呢，救苦救难，要离苦得乐哈。可是，在人往生的时候呢，我们也知道，也是观世音菩萨拿的莲台来救苦救难哈，来救我们到西方极乐，接引我们到西方极乐世界。
When we still alive and we know Guanyin Bodhisattva alleviates suffering and calamity, and after we pass away and we know Guanyin Bodhisattva appear in front of us and holding the platform of a lotus and then lead us to the Western Pure Land.
所以观世音菩萨是我们的保姆哈，就是当是众生的救济者。
So therefore, Guanyin Bodhisattva is our protector, is our salvation.
他保护我们的和平、平安的守护者。
He protects us to be safe and in peace.
那 当我们往生的时候，他不是接引到我们西方极乐世界吗？到了西方极乐世界啊，我们就是看你在人间的时候你的修行的功夫，还有你以前的修行功夫怎么样。
So after we pass away to the Western Pure Land, and then it's based on our practice, and also our karmic roots, and then also our karma. So and then we be able to see Guan Yin Bodhisattva.
那下品下生的众生呢、啊，到了西方极乐世界是看不到阿弥陀佛的。
So, if based on our karmic roots and then our the diligence, our practice, if it, apparently to be the lowest grade, and in the Western Pure Land, we will not be able to perceive Amitabha Buddha.
那慢慢的、慢慢的，修行功夫好的时候，就可以看到观世音菩萨。
Gradually improving on the practice, and now we be able to see 观音 Bodhisattva.
那看到观音菩萨以后呢，他就可以接，我们就会接受他的教化，慢慢慢，我们的业障就消除了以后，就可以见到自信的佛。
And gradually, and learn the teaching from 观音 Bodhisattva. Gradually, our karma and will eliminate, and we be able to see the Buddha of a self nature.
所以呢。我们能够看到阿弥陀佛，除非你是上品上身的哈，马上可以看到，要不然的话都要经过观世音菩萨的教化才能够看见到自信佛，自信佛就是看到阿弥陀佛了。
Only if when you go to pure land, Western Pure Land, you have the supreme.Karmic roots, and then you can perceive Amitabha Buddha immediately. And usually is to see 观音 Bodhisattva and receive his guidance and practice, and then be able to see Amitabha Buddha. And that's your self nature Buddha.
这就是为什么观音法门很殊胜的地方。我们每一期的生命呢，从小到老，由生到死。到假如说你是修要到佛国净土，佛国净土不一定是到西方极乐世界了，可是我们这边强调的是到西方极乐世界的过程中啊，观世音菩萨呢，他的慈悲没有一个地方不在，没有一个时段不在，没有一个人他不救的，任何一个众生他都救度的，这个就是观音法门特别殊胜的地方。
The reason this method of Guan Yin Bodhisattva is so surpassing, and because during our whole lifetime, and regardless and from our since we are young and to old, from young to old, and from birth to death, and then even reach to Western Pure Land, and not necessarily need to go to Western Pure Land and the Buddha Pure Land, but here we emphasize in Western Pure Land. In this whole process, and the compassion of a Guan Yin Bodhisattva is omnipresent, and it's not a time is not existing. He's not going to not save any sentient beings.Every single sentient being he will save and deliver. That's why this method of practice is so surpassing.
所以为什么汉传的佛教及藏传的佛教呢？大家都依赖信仰跟崇拜的大菩萨，主要还是观世音菩萨。而且在各经典里面的诸佛菩萨呢，也都鼓励众生念观音。
That's why in Chinese, regardless in Chinese Buddhism or in Tibetan Buddhism, and Guan Yin Bodhisattva is the Mahasattva, great Bodhisattva, and to be relied on everybody to believe in Guan Yin Bodhisattva. And then also in the sutra, a lot of other Buddhas and sage, and they allencourages to believe in 观音 Bodhisattva.
所以我们有困难的时候，只要我们向 观世音菩萨祈求呢，我们立刻可以得到观世音菩萨的救度啊。如果我们自己不想被救啊，那即使观音菩萨就在我们的身边呢，我们也没有办法被救到，被施啊，就是被救到。
Therefore, if we want to be saved by Guanyin Bodhisattva and receive his help, we recite Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, he will come to our rescue. But if you do not want to receive the help from Guanyin Bodhisattva, and then even Guanyin Bodhisattva is standing right next to you, and he's not going to be helping you at all.
所以只要我们有被要救的需求啊，纵使就是我们笨了，很有罪恶了，我们很卑微的，观世音菩萨也一定会来救我们的。
As long as we have a need for Guanyin Bodhisattva's help, and even though we are stupid, and then even though we have a dull karmic roots, and even though we are inferior, and Guanyin Bodhisattva still come to our rescue.
因为观世音菩萨慈的就是平等救助一切的众生。
Because Guanyin Bodhisattva uphold equally alleviate sentient beings.
那为什么要求呢？为什么他那么大能？为什么他不看到我们困难，他就来拉我们一把呢？
Why we need to pray to him, and why does he just assume as we he see us in trouble and he come to help us?
有人有答案吗？
You have any
为什么要用求的，而不是他大能嘛？他已经看到有问题，小一个小朋友在你前面倒下去，也不一定要他求你，你就自动会去拉。为什么观世音菩萨看到你困难就去救你啊？
Do you have an answer?
他真慈悲吗？
So why you have to pray to him? And, well, Guanyin Bodhisattva exists anywhere, any place, and he saw this little kid and fall in front of him. Why don't he just automatically pick up the kid and help him? And why you have to pray to him? Why?
对。
Okay, this one person was saying, and she remembered Fasi used to say, if this person determined to commit suicide, and this is his final destination, even though Guanyin Bodhisattva see that, he may not want to help.
那最重要人呢、啊、我们一般来讲、啊、像你有烦恼，刚刚是说有两种救苦嘛，一个就是生活上的苦，那个比较容易解决，其实比较难的就是那个烦恼的苦。假如那个烦恼的苦你没有自愿的话呢，假如我觉得这个很好的东西我追着你跑，你看你会不会接受？你看我就说这个是很好吃的，我觉得很好吃哦，榴莲很好吃哦，就追着要推销给你，你吃不吃？木瓜你吃不吃？臭豆腐你吃不吃？嗯哼。
We talk about this two kind of suffering, suffering of a living and suffering has no wisdom. And if you're self-wishing and doesn't want to be helped, and I really, really want to help you, in my hand, this is, has most delicious food. I want to force for you to give it to you. Even though I chase after you,Would you take it?
一般来讲你跑得更远，对不对？越推越远，就像父母都觉得对小孩子是好的，一天到晚告诉他什么是好的，反而小孩子不跟你接近。所以观世音菩萨他就是有大能，他就是看到假如你没有要的这个心呢，我把好东西给你，你也不会珍惜。
And So if that's the case, I have the most delicious food. I want to give it to you, but you don't want it. And I try to chase after you. And actually, you're probably going to run even further. So like a parent, and they keep telling kids and do this and do this. This is good for you and good for you. And in reality, and the kids probably just not exactly going to do that. So because Guanyin Bodhisattva has a great capability, so he knows, and you have to want it. So you have this kind of demand and to request for his help, and then he will give it to you.
那因为刚刚英文有他嘛哈 ，he 嘛哈，那观世音菩萨到底是男的还是女的？是 he 或 she？ Or neutral？
So I've been keep using he as a referring to Guanyin Bodhisattva, and actually Guanyin Bodhisattva is he or she or neutral.
那我们看我们这尊像。有没有胡子啊？有，所以是男众，对不对？那可是我们为什么我们心目中的观世音菩萨常常是女性的印象，像妈妈一样哈？好，观世音菩萨这本书里头就讲，我今天不跟大家介绍，哎。
So, Guanyin Bodhisattva is a he or she. So when we look at this painting of Guanyin Bodhisattva.He actually has a mustache. But in our impression, a lot of time, Guanyin Bodhisattva is a female. So, because female is soft and compassion. So, and actually in this Chinese book and in describing detail, I'm not going to say today.
对，我还是讲一下，因为西方众不能看嘛，哈。其实是在唐朝以前是男相。所以你看经文里面都是雄武就是形容男众的，所以在日本呢，或者很多唐朝以前的观音像都有胡子，就是男众。后来到中国的呢，就是有很多的传说，还有很多的女人比较慈悲哈，比起男众来讲心比较软啊，她因为要照顾小孩子的关系啊，所以呢慢慢在中国还有某些地方呢，就慢慢有女性的观世音菩萨出现。
So, since it's in Chinese, I'm going to explain briefly. So, before Tang Dynasty, and usually is image of a male, and has mustache, and they look tall and strong and fierce and all that look.And even in Japan, a lot of painting is like that. But after it coming to China, because all the legend story and tied into Guanyin Bodhisattva, and then so also women are softer, maybe representation of a more compassion, so and gradually and turn into female.
那真正的佛是中性的。没有所谓男相女相，可是因为中国没有分男女众，可是西方的英文就有男女众，好像有的语言是有中性的哈。
So, actually, all the Buddha they all neutral, and in Chinese we don't really distinguish he and she, but in English it's more defined and clarification of he and she. In China it's all just one neutral.
看不看得到？
Can you see this chart?
主要是要跟大家介绍哈，那个我们要学观音法门的时候，因为只剩下四分钟，跟大家很快的解释一下，学观音法门就要学，学观音就要学观音的法门。一般来讲，它是有。七种啊，那另外还有一个准提咒，准提咒就是每次师父像我们出家不顺利的时候，师父都要我们提准提咒，准提咒是有求必应咒啊，所以我把它加为另外一种观世音菩萨的修行法门之一啊。
So So this is all in Chinese. It listed all the seven and a method of practice. We'll talk about Suan Gama Sutra, Heart Sutra, Lotus Sutra, Great Compassion, Dharani Sutra, and there's also six syllable Guanyin mantra, and there's other mantra, and then also Zhunti mantra. And especially and when we lay people and try to become monastic, and so there's a lot of calamity preventing us to become a monastic. So Shifu recommends us to recite a Zhunti mantra. That's very powerful.
那时间已经到了啊，做一个很快的结语。那另外还有做观音，留到八月份再跟大家分享啊。我们祈求观音的救助是绝对有用的，但是我们在日常生活中的修行呢，就像我们在祈愿观音里面的入流王所、大悲心起，还有有。我们希望发愿有一天可以成为观世音菩萨的手跟眼。
So we only have a few minutes left, and let me give a conclusion. So we wanna use our behavior and vow and to learn from Guanyin Bodhisattva, enter the current of emptiness, the subjectivity, self and objectivity environment does not have a self nature.Give rise to the great compassion mind to alleviate equally all sentient beings and salvage beholder.
今天就跟大家分享到这边，谢谢大家。
Thank you, everybody.
也谢谢 Mina 菩萨的翻译。